The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.
I'd like to welcome Ms. Onika Francisco to Freedom 106.5 FM. Good morning to you, my dear. How are you?
Good morning. I'm fine.
So today we're talking about Miss Glam Life. Yeah? That's your book? So tell me a little bit about yourself, why you decided to become a writer, what gave you the inspiration to become a writer?
So I've been in the beauty industry for over 10 years, empowering women, and I realized that my talent will way past my services that I could apply to women. It was my ability to teach women about self-care and planning. And that's when I started my book, Mrs. Glam Life, mm-hmm. From Passion to Thriving Six-Figure Business. And from that book, I birthed this new book, which is my journal. It's a working journal. So it's for women and men who want to work on themselves, who want to hold themselves accountable. I'm a person, I ask people a lot of questions. So it's kind of like I am in your head asking you questions, and you're having to write it down and go back and see your thought process.
Mm-hmm. So you say it's hand in hand with the industry that you're in, being fashion and self-care and so on. Tell me a little bit about that, Foro. How did you get involved in that? And tell me about it.
Okay, ever since I can remember myself, I was always obsessed with beauty, with hair, with makeup, with my appearance. And I think when women look good, they feel good, they perform good. Mm-hmm. And being in this industry, I realized that when women lack confidence, it's because they don't take care of themselves. And taking care of yourself go way past your beauty, taking care of yourself mentally, taking time for yourself, stop being a people pleaser. And I think in the environment, most of us grow up, we are people pleasers. So when you start taking care of yourself and being a bit selfish, you're able to perform better.
You know, people will tell you that selfishness is not, of God. You're not supposed to be selfish. So define what selfishness would mean in this sphere.
I like that question. Once something is interrupting your peace of mind, I would say you need to be selfish, because a lot of times people do things they don't want to do. They do it to please someone else. And people use that statement to manipulate your feelings, especially being a Christian. They'll be like, well, you know, God won't approve of this. Like, even Jesus take time for himself in the mountain.
It was about 40 days, not so?
Yes, correct. You could take one day for yourself.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it was a great task after that, but, you know, when you put it in that perspective.
Mentally, we all need to take time for ourselves.
So how is it in fashion? Because that is a very high-paced, high-confidence sector as well. Can you talk about how you navigated in that space?
It took me a while to balance everything, so I'm not going to make it sound like I balance it immediately. I'm a wife, I'm a mother, mm-hmm. I'm a business owner of several businesses. So it didn't happen overnight, but I had to be intentional, because we cannot say we're working this hard to provide for our kids mm-hmm. and we're not spending time with them. Like, I think about what I wanted from my parents as a child. More than all the fancy thing you wanted time. You wanted your parents to sit and watch a movie with you, to come to your games, to show up for you when it matters. So I make sure that I show up for my son every single day.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a cutoff time. After 3 p.m., I don't work.
You don't answer that the phone. That. You put boundaries. So talk about that as well. How do you, as I'm thinking, you're a part of coach as well. How do you... teach people to set boundaries?
By creating systems and scheduling. If you know you're a person that are a people pleaser, because I had it in me, you have to, so every day is scheduled. So Monday I deal with my coaching clients, Tuesday I deal with content, Wednesday and Thursday I would deal with my hair clients, Thursday and Friday I would put that for my son to spend time with him. So you have to set up systems that works for you. And I do not talk on the phone for more than 5 minutes. Anything after that, this is a consult. Even with friends, we're not going to spend too much time on the phone because it takes away time from the things that you need to do. So you have to schedule yourself.
Power conversations.
Like a lot.
Say that again.
24 hours for the day sounds like a lot, but when you say you have 8 hours to sleep, 2 hours to commute to work if you have to go to work, how much hours you stay on work, when you divide it, you really don't have enough time for yourself. So when you're spending 2 hours on the phone with someone, you take away time that you could have used to improve yourself.
Hey, but telephone love, what are you saying? Telephone love, that's like, you know, the epitome of a relationship sometimes. So you're saying that 5 minutes is enough?
Yes.
That's an interesting concept. It's an interesting concept. So you have power conversations, so you get to the point quickly. What about maintaining work-life balance? As you talked about that, we touched on that. Can you go a little more into how you established that from early?
I did not establish that from early. I was failing miserably. I only established that in the past year. Because you could get addicted to making money and addicted to working, that you spend so much time on work that you don't realize that you're neglecting part of your life. You have to write. I am a person like to write down everything I want. So I write down everything I want for the year. And if it's to spend more time with your husband, your son, your spouse, your parents, you need to look at that every day and say, okay, this week on this day, this is what I'm going to do. Else, you won't do it. We're getting older and we don't remember everything.
Oh, gosh, you had to slip that in there too. Wow. So yeah. I guess this is why you developed your journal. As you said, you wrote your book and it ties in with your journal. So how did that idea develop?
It developed from dealing with my coaching clients. And everybody thinks they're going to remember something, or you have a bright idea today and tomorrow you realize it wasn't such a bright idea because you didn't break it down. So when I have an idea, you need to break it down in every step, especially a business idea. You do your market research. You see if this is needed in the market. You do an evaluation of if you have a budget to start this, how much money you need, how much time you need for the product to make a wave on the market. And then you realize if this is something you want to invest in. And most times when people break down the idea, they realize that, okay, I don't think this is profitable right now. Rather than when you have an idea, just go with it and it leads you to nowhere because you didn't plan.
And then some of the issues you thought that you didn't see coming because you did not write out every single step. Now, they would say that if you wrote out every single step, then you're a little OCD because your brain, how to put it, more pessimistic than optimistic. Can you give some of the benefits of doing that?
Yes.
And strategizing from there?
If it doesn't go as planned, you could always take a different route, but you know your end goal. Then if you don't strategize, you will just go anywhere without having an end goal. Because when you start a business or you have an idea, you must always attach it to an end goal to know where you're going. It's like you start your car today and you're going to work to, you start from south and you're going to Port of Spain. You know you have to take the highway, but if you just start your car, you might drive all through the city of San Fernando, go all to the back of Chaguanas to get to Port of Spain, or you might even stop in Chaguanas. You have to have an end goal of where you want to end up. So yes, I might plan to use the highway today and it might have a roadblock, but I know it have a back road in Caruni that will lead me to Port of Spain because I know the destination I'm trying to reach. It's the same thing when you plan your goals.
Tell me a little bit more about the relation between your book that you wrote and the journal. Does it go side by side? So is it like you read the book and then you do the workbook part of it?
Correct. Correct. Chapter by chapter, every chapter in the book is broken down in the journal for you to answer the question that I ask. And I have additional questions for you to question yourself, for you to understand why you're doing the things that you're doing.
And in terms of the title, Glam Life, is it strictly for ladies? Or is there a Mr. Glam in there as well?
It's not a Mr. Glam in there, but it is for ladies and men.
Mm-hmm.
Although we have more ladies in our community, I must admit, we have an online coaching community with only two guys.
Okay. Is it that men are a little averse towards getting life coaching lessons? How should I put it?
I would say yes. I feel like ladies grasp it faster. Men feel like they don't need it. I think it's an ego thing.
They don't like to hear from us, you know. They don't like to take instructions too much from ladies.
Correct.
That's something that they have to figure out. But the way in which you do life coaching, what are some of the questions that you do ask when you're doing an appointment? I mean, not to give away too much, but you know what I mean, like a general idea.
First thing I need to know is your vision for your life. Where do you want your life to go? Next thing I need to know, how do you plan on serving people? Because money is important, but not the most important. So if you come in to make money, you'll make money. And then there's a question mark. Where do you go from here?
Mm-hmm.
When you're serving people, you're there to meet people's needs and you make money from that. So how do you plan on serving people? And what part of yourself you need to surrender or change? Because we all need to develop our mind at a certain point. So what part of you you're willing to give up? What part of the things you're doing you're willing to sacrifice for what you want in the future? Is it your procrastination? Is it your self-doubt? Is it your self-confidence? Do you need to speak more in public, show your face more? So we work on those things first.
Mm-hmm. What type what type of exercises would you do to encourage that? Let's say, for example, you met a young lady that saying that they need to have that interaction skill a little stronger, like if you know, pushing a product, and you have to interact with the public. What kind of exercises can they do?
So first thing, you start pitching to your friends and family. You start speaking to them about your product, being bold. Everywhere you go, I want you to mention your product at least twice to someone new to gain that confidence. Even if they don't buy, you get the confidence of pitching your product and telling people about your product. After a while, somebody's going to buy from you.
Mm-hmm. And in this global economy and changing global trends, how would this exercise help seeing as trends change so quickly?
Trends change quickly, but I just have some things that always stay the same. For example, it doesn't matter what marketing strategy comes out today, word of mouth is always number one. My services, especially my coaching services, 90% of my clients come from word of mouth. They come from someone who's already in the program or someone I know. So yes, social media is so important, and I encourage everyone to use every social media platform, but work with people in the circle that they are trying to be in. So let's say you're in the beauty space. Who are the top professionals in the beauty space that you can collaborate with to push your product?
I'm thinking the title, going back to the title of Miss Glam Life, you know, it can give a image of, well, this person is a vain person and very much into themselves, and you know, talking about getting medis and pedis all the time, and the hair have to be on point. But it's more than that.
It's more than that, yeah. And at some point, I feel like we all need to love ourselves, right? We need to... Actually, one of the greatest commandments is that you need to love your neighbor like yourself. God never tell you to love your neighbor first. He told you to love yourself first.
Mm-hmm. So don't feel bad if you feel to take a weekend spa weekend, you know, and relax.
The glam life is past a spa. It's about your mental health, your physical health, your spiritual health, your emotional health. So mentally, So it's a holistic program, and I'm so glad you asked that. Mentally is about taking time off for yourself and enjoying your solitude, because a lot of persons do not know themselves. They cannot sit down for 30 minutes and eat by themselves. They cannot go in a restaurant and sit down by themselves and enjoy their own company. So we teach about enjoying your solitude too. Emotionally is not drinking away your trauma or stress. It's about confronting it. Is you going to therapy? Is you writing down how you feel, or every time someone triggered you? If you're an emotional eater, it's about putting down the food and going to the gym and working out. So it's not just about the beauty. The beauty is important, but we're fixing the inside first.
You know, you brought up solitude, and the trend for, I guess, that I've been seeing is that being alone in that space and in that time to, you know, have a meal by yourself. I'm instantly thinking about this picture of Keanu Reeves that went viral because he was actually sitting by himself and having lunch, and oh, he looks so sad. He has no friends, you know, that whole connotation. And the boy just sitting down there having a meal, very happy by himself, and didn't have a worry in the world. And you know, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you have to change the perspective of taking that time for yourself, going to the beach and taking a little corner and sitting down. You know, nothing wrong with that. You gotta
I
change
get it
the.
all the time. Last week I went to dinner. I always go for like breakfast, lunch, or dinner once a week by myself. And these group of girls was like, "You sure you're okay? You don't want to come and sit with us?" I'm like, "I'm very okay," because they are not accustomed seeing people spending time by themselves.
And we had changed that narrative and the outlook on that. So what are some of the things that, you know, as when you're exploring solitude, what are some of the other things that you can do to foster that knowledge of self?
Journaling, like everything for me leads back to journaling, because you have to write down, or if you have a, I think everybody have like a smartphone, you leave voice memos for yourself. What are you
Listen.
feeling right now? What are you going through? What are your biggest insecurities? What is bothering you? What you need to change? What are your goals? What, why you didn't achieve it? Why are you procrastinating? It just have so much questions you need to ask yourself, and we know the answer. We just say, oh, I don't know, because we don't want to deal with it. And it could be a lonely process when you now start. You're going to wonder, why am I putting myself through this? Because a lot of people do not deal with themselves mentally. They don't deal with a trauma. They get angry and they don't even know why they're reacting the way they're reacting. For instance, someone cut you off in traffic. Why are you getting angry that 8 o'clock in the morning you need to wind on your glass to tell somebody something bad? You have to understand that, okay, what that person do,
Has
absolutely nothing
nothing to
to
do
me.
exactly.
Exactly. So you have to understand, okay, why did I get angry? Is it because that person gave me a bad drive, or I just have anger issues, or I'm late for work and I feel like that set me back 2 minutes apart? So you have to ask yourself those questions that seem to be like, you know, hard questions, but it's really easy.
And I guess
Start
the
with self.
And those are the kind of questions that you would find within your journaling book.
Yes.
And where
Yes.
can one purchase a book like this? Because it sounds very interesting, especially for young women coming out of school who would like to formulate that plan. Because trust me, they will need a plan coming out into this
Correct.
economic situation they have to face. Poor children. But yeah, where can they get the book?
It's available on Amazon.com and our website, www.glamlifett.com.
And also a little bit more about the book as well. You give tips on how to lead that glam life.
Yes, correct. I
All right.
do.
Well, I mean, I wanted a little more detail, but I guess they will have to
You could.
get the book.
Yes,
They will have to get the book.
most definitely. I know for sure that when they finish with this book, they're going to have clarity and purpose, because most people haven't discovered what is their purpose in life.
And that is more important than anything else. Are there
Correct.
plans to follow up on the journal and the book with your writing?
At this moment, I don't have any plans, but I know I would in the future.
All right, well, it was a pleasure talking to you, Miss Francisco, and here's best of luck. And for young ladies or groups who are interested in contacting you, what are other contact numbers they can
My
where they can
contact
find you?
number is, yes, it is 323-7009, and our Instagram, TikTok, and Facebook page is Glam Life TT.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us here at Freedom 106.5 FM, and best of luck.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Same to you.
The best insight, instant feedback, accountability. The all-new Talk Radio Freedom 106.5.